This is Kadriana calling back from customer support.
Hi. I have a question. You guys took money out of my bank account, and I don't even know what you guys do. Who are you? What do you do?
Okay, ma'am. I'm a third-party call center. I just assist with the accounts. If I can get your first and last name, I can pull it up and tell you why you were charged.
Great. Diana Inman.
D-I-A-N-N.
Yep, that's it. No, D-I-A-N-A.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Inman.
Spell it for
I-N-M-A-N.
I-N-M-A-N. Okay. Okay, is your address 130 Martha Street?
It's what?
Your address is 130 Martha Street.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Oh, no.
Is your phone number 585-350-6020?
No, it's not.
Oh. Verify your email address for me.
I don't have an email address anymore. What else can I give you?
How much was the charge? What was your sister?
The
what's your sister?
Was,
mm-hmm.
Okay. The
Go
charge
ahead.
Was worth, was it $84 or the $84 one? I think it was, there's three of them on here. Maybe it was $71.13.
What's the order number?
I don't know. I just called my bank to see why money was taken out.
What was the last four of the card that was charged?
The last four of the card that was charged. Okay, let me explain this to you real fast. I had a brain problem, and I have real bad memory, so I have to write everything down. But give me 1 second. Let me get my information out.
Okay.
And it would have been 5205. That's my card, the card number. That's not the bank account number.
What's your zip code, ma'am? I'm trying to locate the, I'm trying to make sure that we're the people you're supposed to be calling. What's your zip code?
44044. What kind of company is this anyway?
I'm a third party call center. I just represent over 100 online vendors. They sell, you know, gadgets and face cream, eye cream. Maybe you got a drone or a dash cam.
No,
it's different type of things. Okay, just I'm not sure. Give me a second. Let me see if I can locate the account. Give me one. Do you think is it under another phone number? What's the cell phone number?
No, just my cell phone number. That the one you gave me wasn't mine.
What's your cell phone number?
The phone I'm calling on is different from my cell phone number. My cell phone number is 216-392-9982.
So 216-382-392-9982. Okay, I got it pulled up. Give me 1 second.
You got it pulled up to what address? That wasn't my address.
35278 Elam Road.
35278.
Elm Road.
That's my address, Elm Road.
Okay.
That's what you said the first time I didn't.
No, ma'am. The first time it was a different account. I apologize about that. But this one is the right one. This is the one that I've just pulled up.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Just give me a second, man. Let me get the account pulled up.
Okay, yeah, because I really do want to know what this is all about. See, I just wrote down. I just got off the bank, and I wrote all this down, and I forgot to put which one was the one I was calling about. Oh, that one. I think it was the $84 one.
Okay, so we billed you $67.32.
For what?
The remainder balance of the smartwatch that you bought back in June?
No, nobody bought a smartwatch.
You paid $5.74 for the shipping.
Sweetie, now I'm going to be really honest with you right now. Diana Inman has a very severe brain problem. It's her sister-in-law. I take care of all of her business for this reason. Her husband passed away in October. They're in their 70s. They are not, they're not computer savvy. She doesn't even know how to use the camera on her phone. So
okay, well,
I mean,
I'll go ahead and get the account canceled out for it, but I'm just telling you why she was charged at $67.32.
Yeah, and you said it's $67.32.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what it says right here. I just took, that's the charge that I found at the bank. They're the ones who gave me your guys' phone number. Yeah, I've never got a smartwatch or anything like that. You know, senior.
It was back in. It was back in June. Whoever ordered the smartwatch back in June and paid shipping and handling for it, which was $5.74, and then you had a trial date period. After the trial date period, which was the 12th of December, they charged you the remainder balance of the smartwatch.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Someone must have done something with her name or something because there was no smartwatch. Unless, you know, they have a signature, maybe her husband. I don't know. He died October 25th. He wasn't able to be out running around buying anything. So,
no, ma'am. Mm-hmm. It was probably a survey or something that they filled out. It could have happened. It's possible.
Okay. Well, just to make sure.
I'm getting the account canceled out. I'll be right back with the cancellation number.
Thank you so much, dear. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm getting the account canceled out. Give me a second.
Her husband actually took out a loan and put her house up for collateral. And now she's, like, they're threatening to take her house from her.
Okay, ma'am, that has nothing to do with this.
No, I'm just saying that's how her mind is. Her mind's not together. That's why I'm trying to make sure no one's taking advantage of her.
Okay. Just give me a second.
Oh, take your time. I wasn't rushing you. I'm sorry. I was just making a light conversation.
I understand, but that's a little, that kind of just threw me off. It wasn't I'm not saying it in a bad way. That's very, very harsh. That is very low down. That's very
mean.
Yeah,
it is.
That's very mean.
Yeah, then he died. So, hey.
Yeah, and then that's crazy because now you can't even. Oh, God. Now you just got to.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. I got a pen.
C as in Charlie.
Yes.
263.
244. 036. Okay. And what shall I do with this number? What do I do with this number?
That's just your reference to know that the account is canceled and she won't ever be charged again.
Okay. Now, as far as her never receiving that item,
I'll get it sent out to her free of charge because she's already paid for it. So I'll resend it out. And
okay.
Okay.
She can't use it though. She can't get her money back.
No, and the reason why, because it's already been, in our records, it says that it's already been sent out. So whatever happened in between United States Postal Service and you guys is something that you would have to take up with United States Postal Service. But I can send out a new one to her, and she'll get it.
Okay, you send it out to her. You have the right address, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for all of your help.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Mm-hmm.